Hello, everybody. This is Michael Lampe, and I am coming to you today with gratitude. Before I get started with anything active learning, for those of you who are listening, I'm assuming you're either hardcore active learning researchers, your faculty members, or your instructional designers. This wasn't the easiest situation for us to be in. I've had colleagues of mine and friends of mine when this all was going down, we were talking about, before everything was, what is, an online learning world look like for, quote unquote, traditional universities, what I'm saying, like a University of South Carolina, University of Colorado, however you want to look at it. Because there's a lot of tradition, a lot of history where, you're kind of, how do you want to do it? You want to have a really good on-campus, community, but you also know that online learning was something that would very much lower the barriers to higher education. And how do you balance that? And how do you create a Gamecock experience or a, Buffalo experience in an online world? So this was a huge thing for us. So I even though I'm taking the majority of my time here in the Active Learning podcast to not talk about active learning, I really need to say thank you for those of you who are in the education front lines. I know I'm exhausted. It was a hard battle to, thankfully you had your all-star faculty members who you already knew were going to do great in the remote teaching and the online learning. But then there are people that you knew for a fact that they, were going to have a hard time with it. And you had to, pull on your patience value strings a little harder than you normally do. I definitely can admit I did not have great moments. There were times where I felt very overwhelmed, and if it wasn't for my team, I don't know what we would have been able to done. Little mistakes were made here and there, but I think that's everywhere. I really think that when crises happen, regardless of a higher education, but I feel like in the instructional design world, you start noticing what weaknesses you have. What I like about where we're at now as an instructional design unit, where we help faculty members out, is this crisis really did help us kind of look towards the next direction and say, what things can we do to automate stuff just a little bit more, so that we're not worried about too much on the lower end side of things of, did the, course modules turn on if you're Canvas? And for those of you who know, that's just, a really painful error that happens occasionally. We all got through it. So pat yourselves on the back for that. The thing that I want to talk about today is active learning in an online setting. I think that's been a very big question. It was painful for me to listen to Zoom calls and meetings about how people didn't think active learning was something that you could do online. It's like I wish I could put my dissertation out at them and saying, like, you make these blank statements of active learning cannot be done online. And so one of the things that I'd like to bring up is the research that I did. It allowed, I didn't do it on online education per se, so I'll make that as a caveat. But what I did say in my dissertation was this. You had two kind of groupings of active learning activities that you would do. The first one was, I think, where we kind of put active learning up on a pedestal. We said, you need to do these group discussions, doing group projects, really increase the online, increase the interactions of the students in the classroom, which is fine. Great. Awesome. But my research showed that there's a second group of activities that was what I would like to call independent individual activities. And a lot of those independent individual activities in my scale were things like, did you allow students to search for content, bringing it in, and then reflecting on that content and sharing it with the class type of situation? You know, doing things where they're analyzing and critiquing on their own. You know, the more basic activities, for example, is, you know, do a 1 minute reflection. And typically we would do 1 minute reflection activities if you were really into higher education, active learning, is, you know, you kind of had a break in the class and you wanted to kind of, you know, you were doing too much of one thing. So you would say, okay, take out a piece of paper, you know, reflect on what we just did, or reflect on the first week of the class and turn it in. Don't give me, you know, your name. You know, if you were here, I kind of expected that you participated. You know, maybe if it's a, you know, assignment, you did have them turn it in, but it was less kind of a less personal or something where they, where you couldn't get honest answers from an anonymous, you know, situation. But that stuff can happen in an online setting. You have the opportunity to have people individually, independently think, gather resources. And in this case, a lot of people don't realize that you can gather experiences. What I like about active learning online education, and I'm sure since, you know, this period of time where I haven't been doing the show, and I'm going to be bringing people in as time goes on here, but essentially what I'm hoping is happening is people are starting to notice that people can be, you know, in their homes or at their workplace, the ability to have an online course where the experience is front and center, and then you almost have this, you know, guide of an app that's on your phone where you can check in and then kind of provide a journal experience of, hey, this is what's going on in my life, and this is how it relates to this history class concept, or you know, this political theory, or you know, this psychological issue that's in the DSM-5 or 6 or 7, whichever one you're at right now. I'm a gamer, so this is something that I would definitely look at in this way as an analogy. For those of you who play Destiny on your gaming systems, whether it was PlayStation 4 or Xbox One or whatever is the case, I kind of think of it as the Eye played by Peter Dinklage, where he's like hanging out and he's there to say like, what do you want, you know, in providing information. I feel like that's kind of what I'm sensing is, you know, could we have situations where people are kind of out there in the world doing their thing and then they check in the learning management system and say, this is what we're doing. And I think that even though COVID provided ways, I think we created new bad habits in COVID that we haven't realized yet. And I'm sure over the coming years, there'll be research on that. But I think one of the things I think that the COVID pandemic did for education, you know, kind of the silver lining thing, like nobody wants to say that this pandemic was good at all. And I agree with that. But I would say if there's a silver lining here is, did we break down that barrier of, you know, what is possible with online education? Can we do this more intentional hybrid experiences that maybe small amounts of higher education institutions were doing, but to really say, okay, we are going to trust the students to not be in the classroom at all times to verify that we've set X to them, that we are going to say, okay, we want you to go out and find X concept and then report back and indicate what did you experience and how do you think that relates to the course. And I think you're seeing that a lot now, but I think you're going to see more and more of that in more of your traditional undergraduate level courses. I think a lot of online master's and doctoral programs have been doing it for a while now, i.e. my doctoral program at University of South Carolina. I'm seeing it when I teach courses at University of Denver. University College is doing a really good job there. I don't want to go too far in. I think this is a really good introductory point of where we're headed. More to come. But if you have any other questions, feel free to reach out to me on Twitter at Situationalist. Or you could find me on the university email. You can email me and let me know what you think. So take care and have a good rest of your day.